This is the most random episode ever. I don't know if I'll have the guts to release this, but I've done crazy things, so might just be it. This is editing Kata right here. I just listened to everything I recorded. I don't even know what I did there. Usually all for quality content. Don't really know if that was it. I think sometimes it's better not to say anything, so let's start the randomness. Enjoy. Irish wristwatch, Irish wristwatch, Irish wristwatch. Ha! This was actually my first take. Try and say that 3 times in a row. It's not that easy. Welcome to Sweet But Salty, the Bliss Point of podcasts, and welcome to another very, very random episode that is titled Manic Pixie Dream Girl. Not because I like that concept, but because I like these words together. It sounds nice. In the course of this episode, I'm going to explain to you what Manic Pixie Dream Girl is and why I'm definitely not that type of girl. I have to tell you a little bit about my language fetish. It's an actual thing, you know? I don't jog, I don't sprint. But if you want to get me running, just let a random person who speaks English with a severe German accent pass by. And that actually happened, and I ran off like crazy. You know, it's a tough thing. It's really tough for me. For a brief moment, I considered speaking that type of accent. And then I thought to myself, I can't do this. I can't do this to my lovely listeners because they will unfollow, they will un whatever you do with a podcast. And I can't do this to you. I'm sorry. I think since we're on the topic of language, what really motivated this idea of a podcast and why I'm doing it in English is because I feel very confident when I speak English. And I did a little bit of research and actually found a couple of articles that say how not necessarily your personality changes when you speak a different language, but rather that certain aspects of your personality and certain aspects of who you are more pronounced when you speak a different language. And I think that's so interesting because I feel more open and confident when I speak English. And that's why I considered calling this episode American Confidence. I definitely do have an American confidence. I think it's mainly due to the fact that I always associated English with a lot of fun. I had the best English teacher from 5th through 7th grade, and he definitely laid the foundation for my passion for this language and my love for it. So I always felt very confident because I was good at it. You know, I was good at speaking, I was good at pronouncing it properly, I was good at grammar, and I'm a grammar freak. I love it so much. Yeah, so I think that really gave me confidence. But I just think the concept is so interesting and so intriguing that you can actually be somewhat of a different person speaking different languages. And there is a Czech proverb that says, learn a new language and get a new soul. And I think that just kind of emphasizes what I've been preaching, so to say, that language is really powerful and amazing. As I've said, this is a really random episode. I don't know where it's going at all. I have no script. I don't have anything. I'm in the midst of my Insta detox, but I want to tell you a little bit about what it did to me. It actually helped me a lot to clear my head, to get away from that Insta stuff. And I'm a fan of using Instagram actively and posting things that I like and staying in touch with my friends and following accounts that really inspire me, but not so much a fan of only consuming it passively. I'm obviously also into different concepts. By the way, I don't know if you heard that, but my fingers just cracked massively. Yeah, I have a thing for concepts from film and literature. So I thought I'm going to put on my best British accent and I'm going to tell you about different concepts that I stumbled upon. The first one we're going to look at is the Manic Pixie Dream Girl. My source for today is Wikipedia, because I'm a pro scientist. The Manic Pixie Dream Girl is a stock character type in films who exists solely in the fevered imaginations of sensitive writer-directors to teach broodingly soulful young men to embrace life and its infinite mysteries and adventures. So basically, a Manic Pixie Dream Girl is there to help a man without actually pursuing her own happiness. And she never grows up, she never gets over her very tangled past and her ex-lovers and whatnot, and just kind of gets stuck and you don't really get an insight into her inside. So it's kind of sad, and it's said that Manic Pixie Dream Girl is dead. And I think it's not a bad thing, to be honest. We need strong female characters, and I don't think she can provide that. So instead of being a Manic Pixie Dream Girl, try being the opposite. Try to be a depressed, worldly reality grandma. That sounds awful. There's also this typical concept called damsel in distress or persecuted maiden or princess in jeopardy. And the princess in jeopardy is a classic theme in world literature, art, film, and video games. It's a trope that usually involves beautiful, innocent, helpless young female leads placed in a dire predicament by a villain, monster, or similar antagonist who requires a male hero. And after rescuing her, the hero often obtains her hand in marriage. And she could be human or, for example, a divine figure such as an angel, a spirit, a deity, or an entirely folkloric species like a fairy. I don't know what to say other than I like to slay my own dragons, and I've been doing that for 26 years now, pretty successfully. Let's move on to the next concept. It's the golden fantasy. The golden fantasy is a secret, or not so secret, expectation that all of one's problems can be solved by interaction with a perfect and all-caring relationship figure. The interesting part is that that fantasy is found in ordinary life, but also in psychotherapy, which is very interesting. And I think I have this idea in my head that with the perfect man by my side, my life would just be so amazing. And I just have to remind myself over and over and over again that I'm the hero of my own story. Or better said, the heroine of my own story. The next concept is called Mary Sue. A Mary Sue is a type of fictional character, usually a young woman who's portrayed as unrealistically free of weaknesses. And it's a concept that originated in fan fiction. And Mary Sue is often an author's idealized self-insertion and mostly used by adolescent authors. I don't know, but maybe I've tried to be a Mary Sue in real life to a certain degree, you know, trying to be as perfect as I could be. Don't know. Alright, the next concept is called Smurfette Principle. The Smurfette Principle is the practice of media, such as film and television, to include only one woman in an otherwise entirely male ensemble. It establishes a male-dominated narrative where the woman is the exception and exists only in reference to the men. I can hear a little bit of, well, lingering feminism in this description, but other than that, very interesting. And I think it's so funny that they call it the Smurfette principle. I mean, that's what she is, you know. Let's go on to the next concept. This is very much about women in film. I love it. The next concept is called Yamato Nadeshiko. So Yamato Nadeshiko is a Japanese term meaning the personification of an idealized woman or the epitome of pure feminine beauty. Poised, decorous, kind, gentle, graceful, humble, patient, virtuous, respectful, benevolent, honest, charitable, faithful. And Yamato Nadeshiko is actually a floral metaphor combining the words Yamato, which is an ancient name for Japan, and Nadeshiko, a delicate frilled pink carnation whose kanji translate into English as caressable child. Yamato Nadeshiko is often used to describe a demure young woman and, in a contemporary context, nostalgically a woman with good traits who is perceived as being increasingly rare. And I can tell you, yes, we are increasingly rare. So to any man who doesn't see our value, you're a douche. Well, I stumbled upon a different concept, and since it's derived from French, I'm gonna have to put on my French-speaking hat. Okay, let me get that accent out of me. Demi-monde is French for half a world. I'm gonna keep doing this. The term derives from a play called Le Demi-Monde by Alexandre Dumas, published in 1855. The play dealt with the way that prostitution at that time threatened the institution of marriage. The demi-monde was the world occupied by elite men and the women who entertained them and whom they kept. The pleasure-loving and dangerous world Dumas immortalized. Oh, I'm switching to British. What? Immortalized in the 1848 novel La Dame aux Camélias and its many adaptations. Demi-mondaine became a synonym for a courtesan or a prostitute who moved in these circles. So I really hope you could take away something from this. I'm a freak for stuff like that. I'm still kind of half British now. Wait. Yeah, so to finish this off, I'm obviously recording this episode because I'm procrastinating. I still have that one essay to write for uni, and I have another week to do so. Well, the paper I'm procrastinating on is a very short one. It's supposed to be 8 to 10 pages about ourselves. So we're supposed to write a self-reflection. And I'm actually pretty okay with that. I love it. I think it's a good task because it really gets you closer to yourself and you get to understand your strengths and maybe your potentials for future development, which is always a great thing. But to be honest, I don't really know if I'm procrastinating or if I'm just not ready to do it. You know, sometimes, and that's my experience with so-called procrastination, sometimes the time is not there and you have to make realizations or encounter certain situations or whatnot. You know, sometimes it's just an information that you're lacking. And when you stumble upon that, it feels like you couldn't write what you were supposed to write because you hadn't had that information. I don't know if that makes sense, but I totally trust the timing of my life and I trust the timing of things and how they flow. And I trust that the right things will come into my life at the right time. Yeah, so I'm not stressing at all. Today is World Sleep Day, by the way, and my sleep schedule has been off for quite a while now. I go to sleep at like 3 a.m. in the morning, which is very, very bad. So today, I actually laid down at noon and woke up at 6:30 p.m. And I usually don't sleep at all during the day, but when I saw on the internet, I actually saw it on Tumblr, to be honest, when I saw that it was World Sleep Day, it all made perfect sense. And just as a really nice bonus, I kind of discovered a new pretty fun way to procrastinate on uni essays, so I totally recommend that. I think I'm going to end this episode now. The only thing I can tell you is don't be a manic pixie dream girl. You know, be a character, write your own story, write your own life story. Don't be a princess in jeopardy. Slay your own dragons and basically be the partner of your dreams and you'll draw the right people into your life. Definitely let me know what you want to hear about. If you want me to make an episode in one accent, let me know. Or if there's anything else on your mind, just keep your ideas coming. Make them absurd, make them random. I'm always thankful to hear from you. Thank you so much for listening. Or should I say, thank you so much for listening to this episode. Or should I say, thank you so much for listening to this episode, to this very random episode. Or should I say, I don't have anything to say other than pay your bills, children, and give me money because I need to pay mine. I don't know where that came from. Probably from the depths of my brain that is deprived of a job and proper things to do in my home. So, I told you this is a freaking random episode, but it was a lot of fun. Tune in next time. Don't promise I'll be normal then. I'm never normal, so don't expect too much from me. Bye bye.